Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Nahum chapter 2, verse 1 to 13. Nahum chapter 2, verse 1 to 13. It's a long passage, and I won't read that to you. But my theme for reflection is when God's judgment comes swiftly. When God's judgment comes swiftly. Nahum 2 presents a vivid and unsettling picture of judgment. Nineveh, once a mighty and proud city, is about to experience the full power of God's wrath. The warnings Nahum issues reveal a God who does not ignore sin, especially when it stems from arrogance and oppression. This message resonates with us today as it challenges us to consider the consequences of pride, violence, and complacency. Nineveh, the Assyrian capital, had been given a chance to turn from its ways under the prophet Jonah, but now, years later, they have returned to corruption. They think they are secure and beyond reproach. But Nahum shows us that no amount of wealth, power, or defenses can stand against God's judgment when it comes. Nineveh's story serves as a reminder to us all that trust in earthly power can lead to a false sense of security. As Nahum says, the attackers will come, and the city's wealth will not save it. This is a sobering warning for a world that often prizes material success over moral and spiritual integrity. The imagery of Nineveh's downfall is haunting. Warriors in red armor, chariots flashing and spears raised to attack, a picture of unstoppable forces advancing to tear down all that Nineveh had built. There is a temptation in every society to believe that strength and wealth alone will bring security. But Nahum's message suggests otherwise, calling us to examine where our trust truly lies. The philosopher Soren Kierkegaard once wrote, "It is not what I have, but what I am that is my kingdom." This highlights the danger of placing our identity in external things rather than in humble relationship with God. If our security rests in temporary things, we risk losing everything when those things inevitably fail. In Nineveh's case, their arrogance and greed have made them blind to their true vulnerabilities. They are shaken not only by the advancing army, but by the realization that their wealth, once a source of pride, is now a target for plunder. Today we may not face physical enemies or armies, but the forces of greed, corruption, and pride still exist, and we are called to resist their grip on our lives. However, Nahum's prophecy is not just about destruction. It is a call to humility and trust in God. My dear friends, when we align ourselves with God's values of justice, compassion, and humility, we build our lives on a foundation that cannot be shaken. For those who seek protection from other things, we are called to remember that God remains a protector and stronghold for those who seek refuge in Him alone, even when circumstances feel uncertain. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of my life am I tempted to place my security in temporary things rather than in a relationship with God? Number two, how can I foster humility and avoid the dangers of pride and self-reliance? Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us of your strength and justice. Help us to place our trust not in wealth or power, but in you alone. May we resist the pull of pride and remain humble before you. Guide us to build lives that reflect your values of justice, mercy, and humility. Be our refuge and our foundation as we seek to follow you each day. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.